Long ago, there was an arrogant Dutchman who thought that he could sail around the Cape, making a bet with the devil in the process. Well, he lost that bet, and to lift the devil's curse, he's forced to sail the high seas for centuries in search of the one woman who will love him truly and forever. The Dutchman is given one chance every 7 years to come on land and try to find his one true love, and Friday, October 25th, 2013, is his lucky day. That's when the Piedmont Opera's production of Richard Wagner's Flying Dutchman comes to the Stevens Center of the UNC School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. It's there that the Flying Dutchman finds the lovely Zenta, sung by acclaimed soprano and UNCSA alumna Carter Scott. When we first meet Zenta, we find her not pining away for her boyfriend Eric, but staring lovingly at a portrait that hangs on the wall of her father's factory. It's a mysterious man about whom exists a legend, and of the legend there is a folk song which she sings, The Legend of the Flying Dutchman, Piedmont Opera's Jamie Albritton.
As she begins to sing the song, she sort of loses her focus and says in the middle of the song, "My goodness, if he could only love one woman, let it be me, let it be me." And lo and behold, who shows up at the house but the man himself, the Flying Dutchman. And she falls desperately in love with him. She's going to leave with him, but as she approaches the dock, her boyfriend Eric comes and says, "What are you, out of your mind? I love you. Don't go with this awful man." And the Dutchman overhears it, and he says, "That's it. I have to find the one woman who is true to me, and it's clear that you are not she. I must wander the seas again." And he takes off, and at that moment, Zenta, horrified, leaps off the dock and jumps into the ocean, and the two of them are united forever.
Bravo.
Wow. That's just amazing. That goes right on our website.
There are some people who are afraid to sing these things, but I'm not, because my voice sits in these areas.
Why would they be afraid?
Well, the orchestra is big. The tessitura, just like Turandot, is very high. I'm doing air quotes now, it's Wagner. Things like that. But I mean, that's kind of where I am now in my maturity.
You can't, for non-singers, you can't just, I'm not familiar with singers who just jump out of the conservatory and become Wagnerian, this, that, and the other thing. So talk about that development, what you need to have physically to be able to take on these roles, and why you need to have that.
Well, a very famous, wonderful Wagnerian, Birgit Nielsen, was asked the same question. She said, "What does a singer need to sing Wagner roles?" And she said, "Very comfortable shoes."
It's a lot of singing. In the range?
Well, it's just very different. It's very different from Puccini. It's very different from Verdi. These are the things I sing. It's very different from Mozart. I think you have to have a lot of breath support. Because there's a beautiful cadenza in this thing. I mean, there are some coloratura passages, but it's not Rossini coloratura. In fact, I sang Third Norn in Washington with the National Opera, and I walked into the first rehearsal, and I thought, oh my God, I'm with my people. Wagnerians are big people.
Big folk.
Yeah, and the stage is big. How long it takes them to say, "I love you," is long. You know, it's just, it's grand.
Acclaimed soprano and UNC School of the Arts alumna Carter Scott. She was joined by conductor Jamie Albritton. You can celebrate the 200th anniversary of Richard Wagner's birth with the Piedmont Opera production of The Flying Dutchman on Friday, October 25th at the Stevens Center in Winston-Salem. Performances continue Sunday the 27th and Tuesday the 29th, and you'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.